From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier this hour. It happened at the White House. His administration is prepared to present U.S. lawmakers with a plan to close the controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department is delivering a report today to Congress on how to close the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda-linked groups. The U.S.-Russia plan does not apply to those militants, and any other groups have until Friday to confirm their participation. A water crisis in India's capital would take up to 2 weeks to fix, according to authorities there Tuesday. Taps ran dry days after protesters sabotaged a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. The Jat caste groups called off their protests on Monday after the government in Haryana accepted their demands. This is VOA News.